Blog Talk Radio.
The truth is out there, boys, to the people. Before I bring on our special guest, just want to welcome my co-host, Scarlett. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm listening to the storm outside. It's happening.
I know. Hopefully we'll get through the show without having any power surges. All right. Now, we have something different. Instead of dealing with candidates from our local area, we have a gentleman that is now running for the U.S. Senate in Ohio. He is, his campaign started now, and he's running into 2022 when it comes up. His name is Mark Paquita. Welcome to the show, Mark. Mark? Hope he didn't run. Hello, Mark? Looks like we're having some technical difficulties with Mark. He called in. Mark, can you hear? Hello, Mark. Well, we'll figure that out. He'll come on and we'll take it from there. Scarlett, how you doing?
I'm good. I just saw a flash of lightning, big storm here, as per usual in this part of the country. And just thinking about things in the country and people and how they're reacting to all this bad climate around them, and they're getting a more positive standing against the bad people. They are standing up for their rights, and they are making it count, and they're coming out, and they're not going to take it anymore.
Okay. Mark, you still there? Mr. Book 614, are you still there? I don't know.
Let's try calling him, hanging him up and calling him.
Yeah, we'll try that.
Disconnect
anyway,
and call him.
Yeah. But,
anyway,
you know,
what is your feeling about the country and it standing up for itself?
I believe right now we are starting to see some people out there starting to stand up. We got this couple in St. Louis that actually was out there with her with their AR-15s and weapons and protecting their property. And this left-wing attorney over there is trying to punish the homeowners. And they didn't do anything but stand in front with, of their property with their arms and just standing there, protecting. And if they didn't do that, Black Lives Matter and the Antifa crowd probably would have ransacked their place. So they actually did what's supposed to run the Constitution.
For protecting their property?
So they're looking, so, yeah, something like that.
You can't do
you know.
That. It's illegal.
You know, and
it's
we're
going
to try, you know, I'm going to try to get him, see if he can hook up now. All right, let me see. Mark, can you hear me? Mr. Rikita. 614, can you hear me? I don't know. Maybe it's trouble on his line. But anyway, we're going to continue going until he figures this out because our lines are fine. So it's got to come from his end. Anyway.
And I'm looking forward to July 4th. We're going to celebrate our 244th birthday, is it?
Yes, and even despite the beaches being closed, we're going to still do things at the beaches anyway. I know many of them are actually, you know, actually going to the beaches anyway.
20,000 people?
Whatever it is, because we're actually going
to
go there and define
it. People are going
to
be opened on the boardwalk, and they got to make money, and they want to celebrate, and it's about the kids. Why does anybody want to hit her children?
Danny's, Outback, Quarterdeck, many other restaurants and stuff are all promoting that they're open July 4th weekend to come in and eat and stuff, despite the left-wing mayors. Los Alas, Tom,
why can't
we're going to stay
open. Why can't you go sit in a restaurant and eat?
You can. It's you know, look, you got, a virus is a virus is a virus. It's going to go through anyway.
Oh, there is no virus.
More people. What's happening is that the numbers are going up because as we test more people, you're going to find more people. It doesn't mean that they actually get new cases of virus. It means that they had it. And you know, the virus is still in the system, even though they actually... it's been over with and cured, and what happens is they get, still reach positive even though they already had it in the past. So you're going to have increases the more they test, and they're doing a million testings a day now practically. So you're actually, there was 30, last I heard there were more than 30 million people tested. So this is going to increase as long as there's more testing. And you can get tested anywhere in the country now, practically. You go to a doctor's office and get tested. You could go to Walgreens and get tested. You could go to Publix and some of the stores and get tested. Walmart, Target, CVS's. And, you know, these places you can go test. More tests out there. It gets done in a few minutes. They can tell you which way you're going. The quarantines of all of us are hospitals.
Why is COVID-19 so much more important than getting the flu?
It's not. It's just political. This is all political. This is all political. You know, and you know, so that's what it is. Now, you know, these things happen, and they use this as a political pawn. They first went after Trump on the Russia collusion, and then they went after with Ukraine. Then they with the Mueller report. Then they went after with. With the COVID-19, then they went after with another poor thing, and then back to the Russian thing of the Times, and the impeachment, and meanwhile, the last special elections, the last few special elections, they ended up losing. The Democrats ended up losing all of them. Including
oh,
in
yes,
New York.
They are, and they're going to lose. How many seats are left to take back the House?
about 16 or 17, give or take. Maybe a little less.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure. But the point is, that in New York, in a seat that was heavily Democratic, the incumbent Democrat lost 67 to 23. And that is, and he wants, he wants to wait till he won't concede until the absentee ballots. There's not enough absentee ballots to cut, to even bring it over the top of him.
That's because they're
going to
dump them up and shovel them in and cheat.
It can't, because everything is already in and sealed. So even with the there's not enough count, and as of today, there is no count really, and he basically will concede. But the thing is, that it's this
he's
is crazy.
He's a sore loser.
Right.
See?
And they're gonna be all gonna be like this, and you know, and
it's gonna be
Biden,
like, I can't believe that we lost.
Yeah, based on Biden,
They'll never accept it, and they'll be bad, and they'll do something bad, because they're
okay.
Big babies.
Well, what we're going to, what we do is, with these things, is that we have the National Guard is going to be protecting a lot of this stuff. We have people in every polling places. Where, you know, Trump has got a bunch of stuff coming in, working for the polling all over the country. They have a ground game bigger and better than last time in 2016, and he's got tons and tons of money. Donations are coming in left and right, all across the board, on all the Republican candidates, in California, in New Jersey, in New York, in Michigan, with John James now favored to win that seat. Even Mark Pacuda in 2022 should win that one if it continues. The deal is that we have an opportunity to sweep the board. Now we're gonna go, since we're having problems with something with his phone, I guess, because he's not there's a 614 number, but he's not answering. So
is that his number?
I believe so, because I texted him a couple times anyway. But that doesn't matter.
Do you have his phone number?
I have his information, and we just texted, and that's where I could go right now, being on the air. Now. Well, we're doing...
All right. Well, we'll do our best.
And again, it is storming around, so we have may have interference somewhere. But we go back to the local scene now. In the local scene, the quarter ended yesterday. And right now, Laura Loomer broke records and running the table in finances. She's somewhere around $1.5 million in funds raised. She is favored to win the primary, and she is favored to take down Lois Frankel.
Lois Frankel. Okay.
Now, that's CD21. CD22. Jesse Melton. I call it Jess. She has broke her record. She raised over $100,000 this past quarter, and she's moving, and she's getting the endorsements. She was involved with Wayne DePriek, Rand Paul, and Ron Paul endorsed her. Newsmax she's on, and we had initially focused on Darlene. But I have revoked that endorsement, and I officially now endorse Jesse Melton for Congress in 22. I think I talked to Jesse, got to know her, and she is energetic. She's a beautiful young lady, a single mom, and has the energy and the fortitude and the fight. She reminds me of a friend of mine, Ronda Rousey. She's that type of person, and she will win this. And I know for a fact that Ted Deutch is scared of her. Ted Deutch is his tack dog, Javier, and that's who he is, because we have a track record on it, on this. And he's using Harvey. They're using Harvey to attack Jesse. And that means Jesse's hitting a nerve and winning. Nice conversation with her last night. Told her to focus on the prize, to go after Ted Deutsch. Forget about Harvey. He's just a punk. And we'll just keep on moving. And I told him about his history, and we'll get into that a later time. I think Jesse's going to win. We do have another one came, Fran Flynn, the latecomer into the race, but I believe Fran, listening to her at the forum on Monday night at the Breck forum, and she was unsure of herself and really, you know, she's not ready for it. She should be running for a local office, not a congressional seat, maybe commissioner, you know, something like that. But as far as running for, same thing with Darlene. She's really good and everything else, but she doesn't, and I know she has the support of the Hispanics, but she will be better qualified helping locally. I think everyone in that race, the CD22, should come together when Jesse wins to come and run with her and support her and work together as a team to defeat Ted Deutsch. And I believe that's important. Because all these candidates running around, we need to do that. Because we cannot afford to have another problem like we had of us being like the WWE when we came to 2018 with Harvey and Nicholas Kamaz and this other guy. That should not happen. All we're doing is giving ammunition to Ted Deutsch. That's one of the reasons why I went after Harvey, because I think he's trying to pull the same stunt as he did with...
But he supports the Muslims.
You know, Harvey does the exact same stuff as he did with the guy that ran for 2012. So I can't think of his name right now.
Oh, you remember when he brought in Hamzy?
Yeah, and also Harvey did it to Ozzy DeFerio. And he attacked him, attacked his kids, did that with Nicholas Kamaz, attacked the kids. He's tried it with me in some cases, and I just call him a little boy and move on. You know, he's just a little punk. So we continue with that. And Fran has been notified, his background and everything else, and his interference with ongoing federal investigations concerning Ted Deutsch is going to cost him a lot. We have other things going on. Like, see, we did 20 and 22. I said Jesse Melton's going to win in 22. I believe she has the energy to take down Ted Deutsch. All she needs to do is unify the Republican base, and despite Harvey, and concentrate on the MPAs. And if she does that and does the same thing as Alan Weston to Ron Klein, she will win. Hands down. All she has to do is just walk into Ted Deutsch's territory and show who she is and her energy and her looks and her passion, and everything will work wonders. A single mom working the field with that energy, with that fighting Ronda Rousey attitude, she will win. As far as 23, we have this guy, Mike, which I met for the first time at the forum, with Breck Forum. He is energetic, and he can get there. He's not known, so his name recognition is a problem. Carla Spalding is known, and she is, again, outracing everybody in 23. She is a beautiful young lady. When I'm with her, I'm like a bodyguard. She is good. She can win if she actually acts like the military she's from, and she needs to explain to the community why she's running and her passion. Once she does that, her passion always comes out, and that's important for that. But we need her to be into, she's got to go to Debbie's territory, which she says she has. She says she's picking up Democrat support, which she needs. In 23, you have to have not only the Republican base, but a large amount of the MPAs or the independents, as well as getting some of the Democrats to flip. If she could do that, And if this Jennifer from the left, from that's left of Debbie, does some damage to Debbie, she could beat Debbie Wasserman in shows. It's a battle, but it takes money, and she's getting the money. She just needs to keep pushing and going in and score some punches, as they say in the fight. She doesn't need the knockout punch, but she needs the body punches to weaken the candidate to knock her out. And that's what she needs to do on 23. In 24, we have a young lady, I can't think of her name right now, she is running against Frederica. She was on for the first time, I ran it for the first time on that forum. She sounds good. She's got the energy. She worked in the senior citizen complex in the area and the neighborhood, and the neighborhood knows it, so she's got name recognition. She needs money. Go look it up on the website and see. That's important. That's what I'm doing right now. So what we're doing is going in, and I'll get back to 24 in a second. In 20,
Hastings?
Yeah, against Noble's Hastings. There's L.A. Jones, which is nowhere to be found, really. The problem with that is Laverne Spicer is the one that's running in 24. Laverne Spicer is the Republican running in 25. She's running unopposed based on this. So we need people to donate and work with and volunteer so we could get rid of Frederica Wilson. And she has a primary, by the way, by two other people.
Who, Frederica?
Yeah, she's being primary.
Is she? Good for her.
We have L.A. Jones, and we have Musselback. Musselwhite is winning right now. He's got the money and he's got the know-how, and he's coming in. It looks like he's going to beat L.A. Jones, but Jones would have a better shot to beat Halsey in 20 because of the makeup of the community, because Jones is black and Musselwhite is white. So that's where that is, and unfortunately, people sometimes vote on race.
Which is sad.
We do have a young lady that's running for the unopposed in the Board of Elections in the Republican side, so we'll wait till after the primary to talk about her. We have eight in the Broward County chairman race. We have eight people running Richard DiNapoli. One of them is coming on our show in the 15th. So
any news on the polls of that race?
It's kind of interesting because there's a number of people in there that it's going to be a small vote. When you have like seven or eight people running for this position and you have like 200, it's going to be interesting. Unfortunately, we have some sad news, I believe.
Who
the word came down.
Breck or we vote?
We do.
We do. Okay.
Yeah, me too. It's in the Republican candidate, Republican race. It's on the Republican
ballot.
So
the whole state or just the county?
County.
It's a county vote.
Yeah.
For Republicans.
And Michelle Merrill, and there's a woman running on that. I don't remember. I think it's Cobb running against Michelle Merrill again in the women's vote. Okay. the chairwoman.
What do
I
these
want
people
Denopoli
do?
Guns.
What are they doing?
They
are they doing
they
anything
supposed
for the party?
To, they supposed to help create teams for the and the help raise funds for the individual parties.
Are they doing that?
For the candidates. Michelle Mello does it somewhat. DiNapoli hasn't been around. He's like neither here or there of late. He did do a halfway decent job with the 2018 election in getting out the vote with the program that was set up. Give him credit with that with Morales. But other than that, the candidates don't have money, and we don't have any real support in as a candidate from Breck. And that's a problem. George Morales'
wife...
Was
Wayne Clark at that forum? Did they support the show?
Yeah, he came in. Wayne Clark came in. I knew he was coming in. We kept it a secret. He came in at the last moment and was able to talk because they initially didn't want... So we kept him a secret and we kept him in
there. They didn't want him or he didn't want...
They only had certain candidates for coming in, and then he came in the last second.
They discriminated.
I don't know exactly, but the problem is we don't trust Breck.
Is Wayne Clark a Breck member?
Yeah, so am I. But we don't trust Breck.
Okay, then he should have been invited to
be. He got there, and they did. I did allow him to do his thing. He was the last one to speak, which was fine, and which is perfect because
so
I'd rather
Morales
have him.
George Morales is a piece of garbage.
George Morales. Well, I was going to say that something. George Morales' wife, Heather Morales, won unopposed commission in Fort Lauderdale. Commission won, and Fort Lauderdale.
She's not controlling Breck.
Let me finish. She donated $20,000 to Breck. That money should go to.
Is that collusion?
No, it should be going to the candidates, the local candidates. Instead, George Ross is heading it towards Trump. Trump has his own donation monies and his own campaigns and stuff like that. He actually is one he's letting DiNapoli basically run the board. George Morales needs to give that money not to Trump because Trump's getting his own luck and everybody else, they're doing their thing and their migration funds and all that stuff. But that Breck money that's coming from Breck, that's donated to Breck, supposed to hold and help the local candidates. That $20,000.
But he's not doing that. He's going to embezzle the money to promote Trump. Yes or no?
We're not about besting anything. He's following the money up the channel when he should have been following the money to the local candidates here in Broward County. People like.
So is he a fraud as a president?
As a chairman, he's not good. Bob Sutton, who is running against him this time around, will make a better chairman based on the fact that the money that's raised will go to the local candidate, so they have an opportunity to win the race. And also, we will have races, not just the congressional races, but also races that... that are local, like the commissioners and the school boards and the mayor's office, stuff like that, and the state representatives.
The articles of your Breck, do they have articles?
They have everything on the sign, and Breck is
in those articles, does it say where monies are supposed to go?
I don't know on that. I do know that the big complaints left and right. Right now, the candidates are complaining that money should have gone to the local candidates.
She gave money to her husband to funnel it so he could send it another way.
What's that? Right.
Is that legal?
It's unethical. I don't know if it's legal or not. I'm sure Tom Lauder and others are investigating this. Because it could be a quid pro quo. The point is that $20,000 that was donated by Heather Morales to Breck and Josh Ross.
She gave him the money for Breck. Okay, where did he send the money?
We believe he's giving it directly to the Trump campaign, which is fine and dandy if you had no racists down here. But the thing is, Trump doesn't need the money.
But Trump is not running here in Breck.
No, it has nothing to do with Breck candidates. It has to do with the local candidates in there. That money could spend. That money could go to SC Mountain or Musselwhite
He did not want to support the candidate. He has no intentions of supporting the candidate.
Oh, Wayne Clark. You know what Wayne Clark could do with that? You know, the chief opponent in the Democratic side, we believe, is going to be Scott Israel. Which is fine.
You think Scott Israel is going to win?
I think Scott Israel may win the primary, but he'll lose the election because people will flip over to Clark.
He's going to knock out Al Pollock?
I think right now, according to the polling that Clark and I have, is that it's going to be Clark versus Israel, and Clark is going to win because Israel cannot take this.
If Scott Israel wins, Ron DeSantis is going to fire him.
Exactly. It's already been told. He was already told that within a minute after the election, if you win, you're fired. You're never going to get it.
So let me ask you a question.
Track.
If he fires him, who's he going to put in as sheriff? You?
Maybe. I think either Wayne Clark or me. But the thing is, Wayne Clark and I worked on this part while we were doing this. Wayne Clark is doing great. He's doing everything I was doing, and I'm doing what I'm the pit bull there. The difference
are
between
people
me.
Are that stupid that they're voting for Scott Israel?
I think there's going to be a split decision. I think because people are not fighting to what they need to fight for, and that's the problem.
The guy let all those people die.
It's more than that. All right. Let me tell you a little bit about Scott Israel. Scott Israel is a guy that's a political hack. He told an interviewer in Palm Beach County, one of the papers there, that 614 caller dropped out, by the way.
What does Palm Beach County have to do with Broward County?
Okay, he got an interview with Palm Beach County. Palm Beach County interviewed him in the Palm Beach Post. And he said, and I quote, "The BSO is not a police organization." Then what is it? Scott Israel is going to be just like what New York is going to be. If Scott Israel ever became sheriff, you could kiss the BSO goodbye. He will treat them as a pussyfoot thing. His programs, such that the hesitation move that he left, is going to happen again.
He's
going
to come after everyone. He'll be a tight attack dog.
No, he won't. He's going to do the opposite. He's going to allow people to just run wild. He's going to be exactly what de Blasio is doing in New York and things like that. He's not a cop.
Wayne Clark needs to raise a lot of money.
And that $20,000 could help Clark a lot. But we're pushing for donations for Clark every which way we go.
Scott Israel has almost $200,000.
And Clark is getting close to that. He had a real good quarter. The thing is, we need to continue with that. But Scott Israel will reinstate the programs that led to the Fort Lauderdale International Airport attack,
So he's happy you dropped out of the race.
No, because he knows now I'm freewheeling. I'm working for the Clark. He knows that. He knows that I'm going after him, and he knows why, and he's scared shitless of it, in plain language.
Yeah, but Broward County, they walk into the oven.
As long as these Black Lives Matter going on, and these Antifa stuff, and all the other garbage that's happening, they are not happy. Every single Democrat is
but
losing
Democrats
funds right now.
There are 600 and some 1,000 Democrats.
We also, right, and we all,
in this
and we all, right, and there was. Now it's down to 500-something thousand and dropping fast.
Well, when you get it down to 300,000, come talk. Because
yeah,
that's
well,
the only way you're going, you people are going to win.
No.
Cause,
no, not true.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
You don't have enough. Between the MPA and the Republican Party, it's still not enough to come near. It's close, but you need Democrats. You do.
I know that, and there's a lot of Democrats that slipped over. #WalkAway has picked up almost 1 million people in South Florida. We took a
not
lot
enough.
Of people. It's enough. We flipped a number of counties. We flipped 3 counties in the last 2 months.
We're about to flip Broward. 600 and some 1,000 Democrats.
Not anymore. We're about
300 and some 1,000 Republicans.
Houston. We're about to announce that we flipped the county. Give it a couple weeks.
Okay.
You're not going to see it right now. You'll see it in about 3 weeks.
Because they're not going to tell you the truth.
You'll see it in 3 weeks. But you're going to see more
That's
people
if they
coming
tell you the truth. Well, who's the supervisor of elections here in Broward County?
He's
a
Republican. Yes.
Okay, why is he not updating the information?
Because it's updated every month, and you probably get a new one in 2 weeks.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
In the meantime, we're going to play a song, the Won't Back Down, and then I'm going to try and make a couple of surprises. Okay?
Okay. You're very good.
Try something we haven't done since we did the other show. We're going to try and call out. And I'm going to first call out, we're going to call right now, Fran Flynn. And we're going to try that. And we're going to see if we can get that in here. And let's see if we can do this. Okay. Just bear with me because I only type so fast. And let's see if we can do this. Here we go. It's dialing. Hello, Fran. Here we go. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, Fran?
Yeah?
Hi, this is Joe Garner from The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People. You're live on the show. How are you doing?
Excellent.
Okay, I'm calling in to ask you a couple of things. How is your campaign going?
Excellent.
Okay. You do know that your friend, Harvey Margaris, has been attacking a mother who's also running for your same seat, a single mom, on fake information. Do you have any comment about that? Harvey Shark Tank has been attacking Jesse Melton on fake information. He has nothing to talk about. He just doesn't know anything of what he's doing. He doesn't have any information, and he's lying through the teeth with his attacks. And I know that as a kind woman as you are, as a professional, you do not like those type of tactics. So I'm asking you, is Harvey Shark Tank on your staff?
Is he on my staff?
Right.
If he is,
why are you condoning personal attacks and fake news story on a single mom who's running for office? Because
I saw
as a
that story.
You know, that story is a total lie.
I saw a letter attached to that story.
Fine. But if you have Bobby on the staff, it's doing a piece, a direct file, and a direct attack on. I know you're better than that. I know who you are. And I know you're better than that. I suggest to make the race clean. Fire Harvey. Thank you. Have a great evening.
Okay.
Okay, we got 614 back on the air. 614, is this Mark Paquita? Mark? All right, we got hello. Okay, well, anyway, you heard Fran Flynn working scared because we caught her live on the phone. This is what we do once in a while. We are journalists in the own right, and we will go and ask the source.
So she's admitted
confused.
She has Javier on her staff?
She just said that she was confused initially. She's at dinner, supposedly recorded dinner. We surprised her, and she's talking about a letter. So yeah, there is a letter that we have to prove that went to the FEC and to the FBI for investigation against Ted Deutch. Javier got the story wrong. It's a fake news. It's a hit piece. And now he's tied into a federal investigation.
Want to bet she's on the phone with Javi right now?
I bet she is, because nobody thought we were going to call this person live. This is what
she's
we do
freaky.
On this radio show.
Do you want to call him? You want to call him?
All right. You know, and the quote is that she's confused. I think she's upset that Harvey hit a hippie single mom.
You don't do that to anybody. You just don't. You never attack a self-Republican. You're supposed to go after the person you want to take the
Ronald Reagan had...
Not the person.
Ronald Reagan had what they call the 11th Amendment. The 11th Amendment was never attack a fellow Republican. Reason for it gives ammunition to the to the opposition in the later race. So if you,
you know,
go
she's
and
do stick her attack dog on you, dear.
I know that. But this is what the show is all about. And we're going to use it.
My good friend Joe Goldner is going to get bombarded from him.
That's okay. I'm a big
on his on his website.
Yeah, that's fine. I know what I was doing.
By the way, that name, he cannot use that name.
I know.
It's been used as copyright under the name. But that's my opinion.
Yeah, I think that 614 number is a spoof card, by the way. Anyway,
I know there's big storms up north.
Yeah.
So who knows? Can't worry, don't sweat the small things in life.
Nope.
Okay.
So we did what we needed to do, and that's a good thing. And I figured that would be it for now. On that part.
Yes.
You know, we're getting
all psyched up for July 4th.
Yeah.
And next week's guest.
Yes. Next Wednesday, a week from today, we got very well known, very historic guest. The person who sings our theme song, our closing theme song, Lee Greenwood, is coming on.
Yes.
We're also supposed to have with us Alveda King, supposed to drop by. And we may get a phone call from the man that walks out to Lee Greenwood, President Trump. So
that
all
is
this
exciting.
Is to come. So we're continuing to do that. And don't forget, by the way, today is the first day of the USMCA, that's the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, that took over from NAFTA. NAFTA, as of midnight last night, is no more, and now you got the USMCA. And this is the best news for the economy in both for this country, because we now have an even playing field, and we're going to continue with that.
Got to clean up all these bills and treaties and regulations. They're so bad. They're so selfish.
You know,
I could write a better bad bill than some of these idiots.
Yeah, I know. And bills should be one page, two pages long.
It doesn't just hurt the people in the country. They hurt themselves as legislators.
I know.
How about what happened today in New York City when we found out that de Blasio took all the money away from the police and the
$1 billion was taken away.
To give to the Democrat Party. Now it has to. Now that's how they're stealing the money. I mean, George Soros' bucks are cut off. Obama's bucks are cut off. Bloomberg bucks and Bill Gates bucks are all gone. You know? So what else is left? To steal from the people. And steal money from the union.
That New York City, between the homeless and the tent cities and the crime, there were many, many people that were shot. They actually, compared last June to this June, people who were shot this June more than doubled from what it was last June. The crime rate is going up extremely high. It's double and triple what it used to be. People are afraid to walk out of the street. People are afraid to do things. They not only have to look to duck bullets flying, but they also have to worry about being attacked. Punched, robbed, mugged, raped.
Are they all going to buy Doberman attack dogs?
And you got all that stuff.
I don't need that. That or canines. Sheesh. Or I'm telling
you.
But,
you know,
people. It's so sad.
People need to understand that. You can't play. When you have no law and order, when you have no control of crowd, basically, this country is made up of laws. Everything, our Bible, our Constitution, is a set of laws, a set of ideas, a set of freedoms, and stuff like that. It's, you know, the Bill of Rights and all that. We're getting away from that. They're tearing down stuff that they're phrasing. You go into Washington Square Park. It was a great park, and when I was there years ago, and now it's got they screwed up the statues there, the beautiful sculptures and stuff. You know, when you lift around Washington Square Park, those are like multi-millionaire the houses and stuff. You go in there and open the door. You walk into marble walls and floors and crystal chandeliers, and then you look outside, and what was a beautiful park where you could sit down and take a little kid to play or read a book or just hang around the fountain, and because you got the NYU right there, and all that,
and the Waverly Theater right there,
and that 6th Avenue, and you got the Village on this on one side, you got East Village on the other side, basically, because once you get past the 5th. You go into East Village, and it's really, really a beautiful area, and it's all decimated thanks to Black Lives Matter and Antifa and the socialists. This is what socialism is all about. This is what Marxism is all about. This is what the lack of freedom is all about. And I promise you, every single Democrat will lose their seat if this continues. And yes, people can't get sick from the virus. But if you do proper precautions, you can still go to the beach. It's outside. You can still go and go to a restaurant. Just take proper precautions. Everyone got sanitized at the table. Take proper precautions, and that's it. Go and you'll be fine. The bars, I understand, because everybody's standing in the bar. It's like 20, 30, 40 people in the bar, and it's close contact. I can understand. Also, alcohol cuts down the immune system. We can understand that. So,
you know how we can solve that? You wear a mask. Can I explain something?
A mask. Please have a table.
You open up the door. You have a little hole, and you stick your straw in it.
Yeah. Or better yet, have a table and everybody sitting at the bar, you sit at the table. That's it. And close the actual bar itself, but just people sit at the table and watch and eat. That's it. If you have a mask on, you don't need social distancing. If you have social distancing, why do you need
a mask? They make a mask.
It doesn't make sense.
With a door, open up the door on the mask.
You don't get this virus on contact. You get this by somebody coughing or sneezing on you.
No.
But 6 feet doesn't stop a sneeze. You know, so it's crazy. And if you do it in a mask, it's just more psychological comfort factor. But anyway, they shut down Easter. Now they're trying to shut down the July 4th. Most Americans we know already filed civil suit to prevent that. There's going to be courts.
School won't open. You want to bet school won't open?
School's opening up in the end of August.
I'll tell you, Rudy's going to pull a fast shit.
He'll be fired immediately. DeSantis ordered the schools. I saw the president ordered the schools and the whole nation open. Diseases are not hitting kids.
I don't think Rudy gives a shit. It was Rudy's fault about Stoneman Douglas.
It's Runcie's fault about a lot of things. So it's missing funds, and we're asking for an investigation. And, Wayne Clark is going.
I don't think he really gives a shit.
All right, we got 5 minutes left. I want to thank our mystery guest that keeps. Thank whoever the 614 was. I'm sorry we had technical difficulties for Mark. We'll get him on another time.
Hey, we want to thank Fred for taking our phone call.
Look, we are going from now on. If we will call people and surprise them And in this case, Fran,
right,
because we wanted to make sure that she understand that her attack dog has been exposed.
We
and
made
she
her
did,
evening.
And,
we
and
are
now
in
let
her,
her
head.
Figure it out. Because Wayne, because I'm telling you right now, somebody like Harvey is not a good thing for any candidate.
Yeah, but
because
we're in her head.
Yeah, right. Because we need.
Was an excellent thing.
Yeah, and we need
and she
candidates.
Think about
that, look,
that.
Whoever wins the primary needs the support of all the candidates behind us in the primary. If we can keep attacking each other, we're not only
right.
giving ammunition to the opposing
right.
candidate, in this case Ted Deutch, but also we're creating an atmosphere that nobody will come together to support each other at the end.
That's
this
what
is
he wants.
Not good. This is cancer. As Harvey is cancer. And he needs to go, and he's been exposed,
he's
and we're going to make sure
okay.
that
you know
anyone who wins,
paid,
anyone who wins.
He's paid to do a job. She has the box. She's doing it because she knows Jesse's in the lead, and she wants to do whatever she
Jesse's
can gonna
win.
To knock
Jesse's
her out.
Gonna win this.
You cannot buy an election with money.
Yeah. Jesse is going to win this because of her personality
right.
and her wit and her determination
right.
and her knowledge and
money.
Her enthusiasm.
She is
Ronda Rousey in elections. She is that good. But we
and
do
she
not
knows,
need...
And she knows her stuff. And she has a solid platform. And she's an excellent speaker. She knows where she is and she knows where she's going.
Right. Anyway, we're heading towards the end of the show. Sunday is our birthday show where we're going to...
July 4th on the 5th.
Right.
Everybody
and
bring
got,
your BBQ food.
Yeah, and call in, play song. We're going to have all kinds of stuff, songs and everything else for the hour.
That's right.
Then next Wednesday is Lee Greenwood, Alveda King, and President Trump, hopefully. We will have other fantastic shows coming up. Justin Doc Reed coming on, the gentleman that's running against Richard DiNapoli and many others. We are going to continue to fight. We will not back down. And will you go? We'll
thank
call
you, Joe.
Expose.
Thank you, everyone. God bless America. God bless you. Good night, Joe.
Good night, and we're going to continue the fight for what's right in this thing, and it's important to do that. God bless you all, and have a good night, and here we go.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Hello.
From the lakes of Minnesota.
Hello.
To the hills of Tennessee. Across the plains.
Hello.
Of Texas. From sea to shining sea. From Detroit down to Houston. And New York to LA. There's pride in every American heart. And it's time we stand and say. An American. God bless the youth.